Test match history.
And Tendulkar pushes the ball away, down towards third man. This is the record. He comes back for two. They complete three runs, and Tendulkar is now the leading run scorer in the history of Test match cricket.
Sachin Tendulkar has become the highest scoring batsman in the history of Test cricket. He came to the wicket on the opening day of the second Test against Australia, needing to score 15 to overtake Brian Lara's world record. And he reached that landmark in the first over after tea.
He's going to be facing Peter Siddle. He needs two runs for the record. Siddle charges in, and Tendulkar pushes the ball away, down towards third man. This is the record. He comes back for two, and the ball goes all the way to the boundary. No, it's knocked back by Clark. They complete three runs, and Tendulkar is now the leading run scorer in the history of Test match cricket. He looks up at all the deities there. He removes his helmet and triumphantly raises his arms. Ricky Ponting comes in to shake his hand, and all the Australian players are stopping for a moment to come in and shake his hand. The crackers are going off. Listen to the firecrackers going off at the far end of the ground in celebration as Sachin Tendulkar beats Brian Lara's record.
Commentary there from Jim Maxwell. Alongside him in the commentary box was Glenn Mitchell, and it's Glenn we can join now with the day's play in Mohali drawing to a close. Tendulkar still there?
He certainly is. He's now on 80, and quite fitting here this far north in India at the base of the Himalayas almost. He has climbed Everest today, and not only has he surpassed the record of Lara, but when he reached 61, he's become the first member of the 12,000 test run aggregate club. He's getting some good support of late from Sourav Ganguly. The pair have put on 136 now for the fifth wicket at 4 for 297. Tendulkar 80 and Ganguly 51. But of the four wickets to fall today, pretty much each of the batsmen have thrown their wickets away, with two of them, Sehwag and Lakshman, actually caught glancing down the leg side by the keeper off Mitchell Johnson. So Tendulkar, as I speak, up on his toes and crunching another ball through, point for four. He's 84 not out, and with still 17 minutes to go until on the first day, who knows, he could bring up his 40th Test century.
Thanks, Glenn. That's Glenn Mitchell. You can follow on the achievement. Brian Lara scored his 11,953 runs from 131 Test matches. Tendulkar's playing in his 152nd match. Tendulkar, though, adds this world record to the ones he already holds for most Test centuries and most runs scored in one-day internationals. The BBC's Rahul Tandon is in Mumbai, and earlier he described the reaction to Tendulkar achieving this latest milestone.
You know, if you talk to Indians, they'll tell you that Sachin Tendulkar is the world's biggest sports star. And the reason they say that is today, this morning, a billion people have been glued to their TV screens or listening to it on the radio to see if Sachin can break this record. I have to say, India's been waiting quite a while. We thought he'd break it in the last Test match. We thought he'd break it in the recent series against Sri Lanka. He didn't. But the fact is that nobody cares now. I mean, a minute ago, I was just talking to a young guy who said, look, to put into context for people in England how big Tendulkar is, if you go and ask a four-year-old kid in India who's the Prime Minister, who's the President, they probably won't be able to tell you, but every single one of them will be able to tell you who Sachin Tendulkar is.